This is Gabriel Sunday, and, well, I'm here because, at this moment, we need podcast news more than ever. And, well, I'm sure you're thinking, we have Audie Cornish, Judd Upham-Rodd, Michael Barbaro, but are they really enough? Does Terry Gross, John Lovett, Ina Jaffe's bring you all the stories? And, well, yeah, maybe you say, well, Sarah Koenig, Lakshmi Singh, Ira Glass, they're enough. But then again, are they? Join me as we bring you the stories you've already heard, but you want to hear again in a different way. From the Center for Investigative Journalism, this is The Sunday Show. I'm Gabriel Sunday. See you Sunday. Previews drop November 18th, and full episodes are available Sunday, December 9th on Starburns Audio.
It's a good show!
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Vitamins.
Yeah.
I'm all hopped up on B-pop.
If I just see old vitamins, I'll eat them. Like, how's a vitamin going to go bad?
I don't know.
Do you think it's going to go bad?
I haven't given it that much thought.
These are hydrolyzed collagen. I don't know, Rachel, it supports skin, bone, and joint.
They make your lips fat.
They support my skin bone. Okay, you know that joint in your skin bone?
My old skin bone.
I thought we were going to go more on the vitamins, so I started recording already.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah, because I thought we were going to talk about old vitamins.
I'm sorry to sneeze and snort all
over. That's
all right.
I'm going to choke these down.
Mm. Yeah, all hopped up on vitamins.
These things, they have a pretty color.
I don't like the way vitamins smell.
Rachel's like that, too. She'll have a B vitamin and just be barfy the whole day.
Yeah.
They smell like bad breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Like craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Watch out. So what's going on, buddy?
I shouldn't have started. Yeah. Real dumb. That was going to be funnier. Well, we haven't been around. Let's catch up.
Oh, jeez.
Couple of dildos shuffling around. Well, we're back at work after a long weekend. That's how it starts, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
Got all our collagen vitamins.
Oh.
And Edwin.
Yeah, man. Good to be back. It's been a few weeks.
Since the live one.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that, two?
I got to say, Dad, I was lurking on the Reddit page.
Yeah.
And people were upset with the amount of dead dad jokes. So I want to apologize.
Oh, yeah?
I want to apologize
to you. Well, everybody, let that be my problem. I'm okay with my dead dad.
Well, maybe the jokes were. I thought, like, confronting it head on.
Yeah.
It's like, let's make fun of it, mm-hmm. knowing it's not serious.
Yeah, I like with any
but
joke.
But my dad's alive, so I don't know if it hurts or not, you know.
It's just one of those things.
Well.
But like I said, you know, not to rehash it all, but I got so many good memories that it's made this painful situation not as painful.
Well, I just thinking like, well, instead of like, hey, are you okay? You're not a guy who wants to be asked if he's okay all the time, so I'll just make fun of this stuff, and if you don't like it, you'll punch me.
Yeah,
Kate. You haven't punched me yet, so.
he passed away on Sunday, and I appreciate the
Again?
On
Jesus.
On a Sunday.
Oh.
So every Sunday.
What news is this now?
Every Sunday, Katie's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm fine. Like, I don't know. I'm like you said, I'm the kind of guy that, like.
Even dead dads die twice a day. How many moments can you commemorate? Well, it's 218 again. I need a fiver. she's looking at
No, and me. I appreciate it. But it's like, I'm not going to be bummed out every Sunday for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know.
That's what college football's for. Yeah.
Well, that's Saturday, but that's okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They don't play on Sunday?
No. Come on, Kyle. Jeez.
What did I watch?
NFL is on Sunday. Oh. It is funny to see like how little you know about sports.
I'm trying. I'm like, I wasn't even being like, hey, your sports are dumb. I'm like, yeah, hey, college.
No, I know.
Those colleges, the dogs, the dogs do.
Dude, dogs are doing good. Got the SEC title game coming up Saturday.
I texted you. I told, that was the most, you said that was the most. Did I bring up the, was that on the last podcast?
No, you didn't mention that.
When I was like, oh, dogs are looking good because I was in Atlanta. And it was on every TV, everywhere in the area I was.
What'd you say, though? How did you word that text? I'm in an Applebee's in Noonan, Georgia, watching the dogs win.
Yeah, or something.
I was like, that's the most Georgia.
Yeah, I think I was having. Said. I think I was having something. I think I was having like collard greens, watching the dogs win or something.
Oh man! So we're back from Thanksgiving. Did you have a good one?
I did.
Did you get thanks?
I had. I was down with my cousins, Newport Beach, and you're familiar.
Yeah, that is fancy, fancy town. Down
strange
there.
Land.
It's beautiful.
A lot of money. Mm-hmm. Not really knowing what to do with it.
Really.
That was my impression. I mean, the houses were not like some of the houses were nice, but then some parts we were out drinking on the Wednesday before, and what a bunch of fucking idiots!
Oh yeah.
Well, it was just you know what it is. I can't call people that are at the bar idiots because I'm too old to be at a bar.
You're not too old to be at a bar,
but to be at a I'm running hot on this thing.
You might be too old to be at like some young douchey bar hitting on chicks.
Well, no, that's the thing, and I am not hitting on chicks. I'm just trying to have a drink. But too old to be at a like bars for that young people. That's a drinking night for the young folk.
Yeah,
and that we were just out, and I guess we were leaving. It was me and my cousin's husband, my sister. And then we got seats at the bar, and then it got crowded, and we left. And I guess somebody, right, like almost to my cousin's face, like, ooh, not only are we getting these seats, but those guys are finally leaving. And my cousin, he doesn't give a shit. He just laughed. It's like, yeah, no, you're right. I'm old.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot of not only young people, but Orange County young people.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on what's going on down there. Katie's family lives down there, so I visit there quite a bit, and just a weird vibe.
It was, you know, okay, I don't know.
It's like the Republican part of Southern California.
Yeah, it's the one Republican stronghold of, you know, Southern California. And it's just a lot of money. It's a lot of white money.
New money.
New white money. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to, yeah, my sister and I were out of. Rachel rented a Duffy boat, which is a little putz along electric boat to go through the harbor. But look at all the boat names, and boating is either a grand display of wealth, or it's like a hillbilly pastime. And I'm from that side, like where people didn't have a lot of money, but they would have a boat.
Yeah,
boats are fun and they're cool, and poor people would name their boats fun things.
Yeah,
you know, there's always like a why not, like with a K-N-O-T. Or so there's always like a pun or something silly, but something silly to be like, yeah, yes, we're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, like something fun. Mm-hmm. But all the boats down there was just like Xerxes and all this bullshit. Huh. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's just, it was like, just people have more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah.
There's just like a Ferrari dealership next to a Pagani dealership, which is a type of car I only learned about from video games.
Yeah, I don't know what a Pagani is.
It's a fancy car. Huh. Look, it looks like all the other ones. It just looks like the kind of car
that futuristic.
Yeah, like I'd feel like an asshole.
Like a Transformer.
Yeah. I bet it's fun, but I would feel like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know? So that was Newport Beach.
Hmm.
But it was fun. The family was fun.
Yeah. Now, is this your extended family or Rachel's extended family?
No, well, down there? Rachel's got family down there, too. I just had cousins that just wanted to get out of town, out of Chicago, which luckily they did. I guess they got hit with a garbage snow.
Yeah.
Should do some snow monsters. Should cover that. But then, it was all right. And
so tell me about the meal.
Well, they just got it from Whole Foods because they weren't trying to cook. They were like just getting out of town. They had two kids. They weren't trying to cook on top of that in a rental house.
Oh, okay. So you got like an Airbnb.
But Whole Foods, I mean, everybody, So I was staying with Rachel at Airbnb. She went to her family's for the meal. I went to my cousin's Airbnb. And it was, you know, Whole Foods doesn't do too bad.
No, that's good stuff. I mean,
it's expensive, but it's...
It's better than what my family used to do, going to the Cracker Barrel every Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
They wouldn't whip up a thing?
Not for like the last 10, 15 years up until recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, And that's why I just, even when I lived in Georgia, I just quit going to Thanksgiving. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel, by the way. But like, it's like, come on. I used to offer, like, I'll cook. I'll come over to y'all's house. I'll cook. And they're like, no, we're going to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, I'm morally opposed to it because, like, I don't think restaurants like that should be open on Thanksgiving. Like, I get some people need a restaurant on Thanksgiving or whatever, but that's what Denny's and
people work.
Yeah, I don't like people having to wait on me on a holiday.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's just like, come on, this is like the one meal a year you can't, you know, just put in some effort and let's whip up a meal.
Does your mom a cook otherwise?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Well, and, you know, of course I gave her a pass because she's, trying to cook in a wheelchair. But that's why I was like, I'll come over, I'll cook it. And, like, literally for, like, the last 10 or 12 years, they were just no interest. They were just, no, it's easier to just go to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, well, yeah, of course it's easier. But yeah, even when I lived in Georgia.
That's Jew Christmas where you go to a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I don't mind the even that. Get the Whole Foods or get the the Publix or whomever.
At home.
Yeah,
be in the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how'd you do with the? Is your first vegetarian Thanksgiving?
First vegetarian. Yeah.
So how'd that go?
I put gravy on everything. Yeah. The gravy had meat in it. Well, beans, gravy, taters, gravy.
Yeah.
Stuffing, gravy. I love stuffing.
Oh man.
I could eat stuffing. I would like not to not exaggerate. Probably 3 times a week, like forever.
Yeah, I could too.
I could just eat, like, good stuffing. And then, Rachel's family, her brother's, like, big into it because we brined the turkey, did, like, a sausage something stuffing. Like, oh, God.
Hell yeah.
What'd you guys tear?
Dude, I got into it, man.
Yeah.
I was going to take it easy this year because last year it was the first time me meeting Katie's folks.
Yeah.
So they came over an hour and a half early.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one going down. Yeah. And then they were like, why aren't you hanging out with us? Because I'm cooking goddamn meals.
Yeah. Her dad, who's a nice guy, but he's kind of a, he's kind of a, not overbearing, but kind of the star of the show. And he's just like, hey, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I'm cooking y'all dinner. That's what I'm doing in here.
Burn down your house.
But so.
Oh, it's all coming together. It was a revenge arson.
Oh, no. So this year, Katie just decided her folks live a couple hours away, like I said, down in Orange County. And mom's having some health trouble. And then there's some other stuff, just a lot going on with the family. So and she's been down there a lot helping out. And she's just like, quite frankly, I'm burnt out. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
And it's not like the only time of the year that you're going to see them. They're close by.
You yeah. Down yeah. She can see them. Whenever. So anyway, it was just me and her, but I still went big, man. Not quite as big as last year, but got about a 10-pound turkey. I brined that shit for about 36 hours beforehand with a bunch of oranges and lemons and onions, and oh, it's good. That brine works, man. You got to brine the turkey. So anyway, brine the turkey, and then to prep it, I made about 2 pounds of herb butter. I set out about 2 pounds of butter for about 6 hours, get it room temp.
Yeah.
We good over there?
Yeah, no, you're good. Oh, you're good. I'm just, we're getting back in the saddle after a couple weeks. I'm messing with the dials.
Yeah, you're messing with the dials. All right. Don't let me, I don't want to.
No, you keep talking, man. Shout. I'm just DJing the dials
but
over
yeah,
here.
So after I brined it.
You get excited about food and then the levels pop up a little bit.
Made this herb butter, dude.
Yeah.
Took about 2 pounds of soft butter and chopped up a bunch of rosemary and sage and parsley. And dice that all up and then mixed it in with the butter. And then I took that butter and I just slathered that turkey. And then I even went up under the skin.
You were making some hand gestures that are very medical.
You got to get up under the skin. Got to get some fingers up in there.
Put your hands down.
And,
you pig.
But yeah, so literally, like, especially around the breast. So you kind of stick your hand and fingers in there.
Put your hands down. You're grossing me out.
It was sexual.
So you buttered, you slathered the whole thing.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
Inside and out, all over the place. Then I placed a bunch of bacon over the breast part because that's the leanest part and it's the closest to the heat source. So
the
fat
would soak into it.
It keeps it from drying out. So yeah. Wow. So the bacon kept it from, and boy, that turkey was.
I mean, you eat the bacon, right?
Oh yeah. Well, here's what I did with the bacon. All right. So then I pulled the turkey out. I cooked it. Supposed to cook it about 20 minutes per pound.
Okay.
So I cooked it, 200 minutes, whatever that comes out to be. And you got to let that shit rest for like at least 2 hours. So while it was resting, I pulled that bacon off. I took all, and I stuffed a bunch of, the turkey's fun because you can just stuff those lemons and onions.
You just put
right
whatever in there.
Just cram it up in there. So anyway,
candy corn, whatever you want to do, surprise them.
I took the bacon and the onions out from the cavity and took all those drippings, and I pureed the bacon and the onions together. Then I took all those drippings,
like
put it in a pan,
jam kind of thing.
Yeah, and then added that to it and just made a homemade gravy with the drippings and the onions and the bacon and a few other things. And at the end, I added a little flour to thicken it up. So that was the gravy. That was a turkey. Then I made a cornbread and sausage dressing, cornbread and andouille sausage, like a Cajun sausage. Man, that was great. Made a hash brown casserole.
I'm just sad with what I had right now.
Or is what you Midwesterners call funeral potatoes. You're the one that told
me
about
funeral.
That's
a Utah thing. I didn't call them that.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was a Midwest thing.
Well, I learned about it in Utah. Okay. I saw it at a buffet. Like, whose funeral?
Yeah. So I had the hash brown casserole. Then I made homemade collard greens with some bacon and garlic and simmered that shit for like 4 hours.
How long are you eating leftovers for? You still on them?
Oh, we mowed through it.
It's really?
Done. Yeah. And I made small portions of everything. Like I made a half portion of the hash brown casserole and all that. And then mashed sweet potatoes. So I had mashed sweet potatoes, collard greens, hash brown casserole, cornbread and sausage dressing, gravy, and the turkey. And boy, real good.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Here's what I did the next day. All right, took all that extra turkey. All right, took all that turkey, took all that gravy, and that gravy was so good, man. That gravy was so good. I threw all the gravy in a pot, like a sauce pot, started simmering that, heating it up. Then I took all the turkey, all the leftover turkey, sliced it off. Didn't eat the legs the day of. Legs look pretty, but I'm always going for like the thighs. So
legs are dark meat.
Yeah,
right?
Dark meat, and I love the dark meat, but the thighs is always the first thing I go for. So anyway, I carved all the meat off the legs, took all the other meat, chopped it up into nice little chunks, threw all the turkey into the pot of simmering gravy, simmered that for about 2 hours, let it all kind of come together, and served that over rice. Had smothered turkey. Smothered turkey over rice.
That's just a sexy meal.
Man, it was so good, dude. It was just a good time. Just a real good time.
And you guys cleaned it all, like went through it, just stayed in all weekend.
Yeah, just
I almost through it. I almost think leftovers are the better than the meal.
Oh yeah. Took some of that gravy the next morning, made an omelet, put some turkey gravy on the omelet, had a little some of that hash brown casserole and some omelet and some good times.
I know, that's how my mom was making. My mom, like, when she does cook, it's good. But it's weird, like I said before, she'll make chop suey. It's like just beef stew that she put water chestnuts in. But she made some when I was there, and it looked great. And I was like, man, I'm not. She's like, well, what about pork? I'm like, it's still meat. I get that. She thought it was like red meat, and it's like it's definitely shifting over into the animal thing. I feel bad for the animals.
Yeah. I get it.
Goddamn animals.
But I've been cooking a lot, man. Even before Thanksgiving, a few days before that, I made lechon. I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sure. But lechon asado, which is basically Cuban roasted pork. I got like a 7-pound pork shoulder.
Okay.
Marinated that shit 24 hours in a homemade mojo sauce, which is just mojo. It's spelled mojo, but it's pronounced mojo. Just garlic, pureed garlic. Oranges, limes, and lemon. Fresh lemon, lime, and orange juice. Pureed garlic.
Citrus kind of
just sauce. Made a marinade. Marinated the whole pork shoulder in that for 24 hours. Then roasted it in the oven for about 4 or 5. And then put some more of that mojo sauce on the end with some sliced white onions. Oh, boy. Just citrusy, garlicky, tangy. Just, ugh.
I had some Trader Joe's fried rice last night. Ate the whole bag.
Oh man!
You gotta learn how to
cook, man.
I gotta learn how to cook.
Especially now that you're limited with your vegetarian.
Yeah, we'll see if I last because Rachel and I are setting up our vacation. We're going to Europe for 2 weeks.
Really? When's that going down?
Starting on the 7th
of December.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So we'll go, and then we're going to Chicago from there.
Nice.
So we're gonna go to Paris, and then Rome, and then Barcelona.
Dude,
I don't know if I'm gonna hold on.
Dude, Barcelona and Paris are supposed to be the two best food cities in the world. Paris and Barcelona.
We'll see.
Get some of that ham. What do they call it? Jamon?
Hamon.
Hamon. Slice it real thin off the leg.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Not doing any gigs, just going over there just for leisure.
No, man. No.
And you've been Paris before.
I did, yeah, I've been there by myself, but, uh-huh. You know, I go with the lady.
Is it pretty cool?
We travel pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good for just throwing my stuff in a room and just walking around, not having an agenda. Mm-hmm. Just walking, seeing sights.
Yeah.
Seeing, you know, older cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see, I saw the catacombs last time. That's a spooky place. Mm-hmm. Probably no more, like, haunted stories about that where they just had to. They had too many dead people, and they put them in these limestone caves.
Mm.
Yeah, and you just walk through these caves filled with human bones.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's an odd feeling.
Dude, I'm excited for you, man.
Thanks, man. I'm excited, too. I'm excited. We're going to do it up.
Oh, boy.
Do a big year-end vacation. It's the only time she gets a big chunk of time off of work. I got a couple spots in town. I had my last show in Chicago. My last, like, year-end show, which is now, like, I think an annual Thanksgiving thing. It was fun.
How was that?
It was great. I'd,
you pack it out?
Yeah, packed it out. My buddy Chris Santiago's on it, who I went to high school with. Carly Ballerini, who I told you had that joke about the witch, about her mom making period muffins.
Yeah.
She was on it. Winslow Dumain crushed it. Set of the night, Winslow Dumain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Then some jackass named Hannibal dropped by.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Could I get 10 minutes? All right, whatever. He's up and comers, you know.
Yeah.
He's up and coming. Yeah. Well, of course, Hannibal's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm on my show. Come on by. And he was just hanging out. I'm like, you want to do 10 minutes? He's like, yeah. But I'm like, oh, man, now I got to follow Hannibal on my show. Like, because I emceed it, too. I hosted it.
Oh, yeah.
But then everybody's like, oh, Hannibal. Yeah. Then I'm, as an MC, coming out and be like, it's me again. And also, here's an hour. And an hour of material that I am done saying.
Oh, yeah.
Out in the world.
Yeah, it's time to record another.
On the road, yeah.
Yeah, I had a nice little run. I don't think I talked about it on our last one, but
the last one was New York.
Yeah.
And we took last week off.
Yeah, I did Cleveland. That was a lot of fun. Buffalo, had a blast in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Morgantown, West Virginia. All the shows were great. Never had been to Cleveland or Pittsburgh before, so first experience of those two cities.
Cleveland, eat a hot brown?
Dude, I went to Sokolowski's, Polish food.
Oh, that's right. You were texting me about the Polish food.
Yeah, dude. So I went there the day after my show. I was there. I was in Cleveland. Had a show Wednesday night. So Thursday before I drove to Buffalo, went to Sokolowski's. Loved it so much that I flew out of Cleveland at the end of the run. So the day I flew out, I went back. So I had Sokolowski's. I was in Cleveland for one day, but I ate at Sokolowski's twice. Dude. Well,
you were a fan of food.
Oh, and my God.
I tell you, Polish food is like the southern food of Europe.
Yeah,
like
I get it.
It's rich.
Yeah.
Big servings.
Dude, I've never had Polish food. Like, unless, you know, I've never been to a Polish restaurant, put it that way.
Ooh.
I mean, I've had pierogies and stuff, but the ones I had.
Yeah. Polish meal.
Dude, I had the chicken paprikash, which is just, they make this paprika based sauce, I guess. It's some sort of orange cream sauce, and they smother it over I couldn't tell if it's grilled, probably like a baked chicken breast, but dude, I had that, had some pierogies. Good Lord, what a glorious thing. Now, I don't know anything about pierogies, but it's essentially, am I correct in saying that it's pasta? Like, the outside is like pasta? It's like a ravioli.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ravioli.
It's like a potato-stuffed ravioli.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, it was, and I've had them at some famous place in New York, Savelka or something.
You got me looking up Lithuanian food now because it's similar,
mm-hmm.
But Lithuanian sausage is.
You were talking about that. I've been looking for that. I always find Portuguese sausage in the grocery store, but I can't find Lithuanian sausage.
Well,
but
there's a church. I think we talked about. There's a church in Silver Lake, actually right around the corner from where you're living.
Really?
Right by that school on St. George.
Uh-huh.
It's a Lithuanian Orthodox church.
Really?
I guess they have buffets there on the weekends.
Okay.
I mean, if I got to accept Jesus for a day, I would do it for a sausage.
But yeah, man, Sokolowski's, chicken paprikash, I had the pierogies, had some sauerkraut, dude, just on point. I had a potato pancake.
My folks would pick me up coming from, if I would land at O'Hare, and they'd pick me up. There's this place, I'm going to say it, just for people in the Chicagoland area, Polish restaurant, Wooddale, which one? It's not Helen's. Helen's Deli is the Polish deli that's right there. Is this one Ugazdy? Yeah. U, the letter U, and then G-A-Z-D-Y.
Hmm.
And it's got like the sheepskin over stuff. It looks like a wintry lodge in there.
Wow.
And you just get just a hunk of meat with gravy on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're in Chicago at the same time, this we got to take this drive.
Yeah, and I like the vibe. Like, the Sokolowski spot, you could tell it had been there, like, 70 years.
Yeah.
Just, like, wood paneling on the walls, mm-hmm. old trophies, just a million pictures from C-list celebrities who have swung by.
Yeah, you bet. It's your Polish grandparents' house.
Yeah, it had a good atmosphere. And
plastic on the couch in a lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice old school bar right up front. Mm. Like, you walk in, there's just like this old bar. Oh, yeah. Just old guys sitting there.
Zimne Pivo.
Yeah.
And it's cold beer. I'd see it on the old style signs in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the neighborhoods, you know, either have like Cerveza. Old style put a sign up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Every bar got a free old style mm-hmm. sign pretty much in Chicago. But you could tell if it was like Cerveza, obviously Spanish, but Zimne Pivo. It's cold beer and Polish. It's
a big
Polish and Ukrainian population.
But yeah, man, it was a good time.
Ooh, baby.
Good time.
Talking about all this shit, now I'm just mad. I gotta eat my fucking garbage. At least we got a lot of pumpkin pie. I'm just gonna eat pumpkin
pie. Oh, man, I had the pumpkin pie. I didn't make dessert. We just bought pumpkin pie. And boy,
I mean,
Katie started eating that like on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
She's like, screw it. We're adults. I'm not waiting until Thursday.
Why? Pumpkin pie is a seasonal thing. The season started.
So good.
If you could put up Christmas decorations right after Halloween, I could start eating pumpkin pie mm-hmm. November 1st through January 15th is what I would say.
Yeah.
Before you start putting Valentine's Day shows
down. But yeah, just a nice relaxing week, man. Just hanging around the house, eating too much. Caught up on some movies I've been wanting to see. Actually, went out to the movies.
Went to the films?
Went to the cinema?
Went to the picture show. Sneak in pumpkin pie?
No, I go just for the popcorn, man. Oh, I love the movie theater popcorn. But saw a really good movie. I saw Widows. You seen the trailer for that?
Tell me about this.
Solid movie.
My sister was talking.
Was really good. Kind of all-female leading cast. Viola Davis. Then some other... Michelle Rodriguez. And then... couple gals I wasn't familiar with, but man, just long story short, all four of their husbands were kind of in the same little criminal gang enterprise.
Yeah.
And they all kind of get whacked at the same time. So these four dudes all die in the same incident. And then I guess there's some debt that still needed to be paid off or something. I don't want to give away too much, but then the burden falls on the widows to kind of repay this debt. And they're figuring out how they're going to have to do that. So they kind of, they turn into temporary criminals and go on a project.
They gangster up about it?
Yeah, and it was just twists and turns. So many cool twists. And, like, usually, like, this was, like, the perfect mix of, like, action and drama. Like, so I don't like – I've talked before. I don't like some of the big-budget action. Like,
you got to justify the action.
Exactly. Well, they definitely justify the – speaking of justifying the action.
I'll lean on that one.
Tennessee Barking Spider.
Yeah.
But, man, just – that's the most fun I've had at the movies. I know I sound like a critic now. The most fun I've had at the movies.
That's all right. What are we going to talk about, our bullshit?
But man, highly recommend that. And then I saw, caught up on some at the house. This is one I've been wanting to see for a while. I saw Sorry to Bother You. You've heard about this one?
Oh, I've seen that. I saw that. That's on Amazon now. I was going to maybe start watching
that. I'm a big fan of that dude. I think his name's Luke Keith Stanfield, the main character.
Got Boots Riley?
Yeah, it's his. He directed it. But Lakeith Stanfield's the guy who I like in Atlanta. And I think he was in Get Out. He was a smaller role in Get Out. But just something about that dude. Just he nails every role he does. And that movie was... I really wanted to see it. I heard a lot of good stuff about it. And I'll say this, like, the first two acts were amazing, and then it just gets real weird. Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but it just... And not that I didn't appreciate the weirdness of it, but it almost got too weird where you're like, what? But the whole vibe of the movie had a very surreal... you know what it reminded me of? And I heard it described as, like, it's set in modern-day Oakland, but, like, in an alternate universe. Mm-hmm. And it kind of had a... Idiocracy vibe to it.
That's because isn't they use their white voices to sell stuff?
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt is
one of the... David Cross and Patton Oswalt both are the white voices in two of those. But yeah, it had a real surreal setting and a surreal vibe to it. And something about it reminded me of Idiocracy. And really good movie, but I'm not going to say it goes off the rails in the final act, but it goes way the fuck out there where you're like, okay, I'm trying to stick with this. But entertaining, definitely, since it's free on the streaming sites. Right? I think it was either Amazon or Hulu.
I saw it on Amazon last night. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We just been watching 90 Day Fiancé. Nothing. We haven't been doing anything good. We've just been watching some trash.
Yeah. You're invested in that?
But it's just, you know what it is? It's mindless. Mm-hmm. It's my sports. I have no investment in it. Mm-hmm. No personal stake, but I find myself yelling at the TV or questioning the motives, just like someone might do during sports.
Yeah.
And now I get it. I understand its place. Mm-hmm. Trash television serves its purpose. It's the one thing Rachel and I can watch together. Otherwise, I'm trying to watch scary movies, and she doesn't want to watch any of those, as we've covered. It's some real bullshit.
Yeah. Katie's big into it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I used to give her grief, and then I had that same realization.
You just watch it, and you're like, ooh, these fucking idiots.
And I'll give her this. She doesn't give two shits about sports, but she'll sit there and let me watch football or whatever. And
she
then
takes care of you.
Yeah, man. And then I was like, okay, all right, if I can,
new shoes on again?
Yeah, she bought me three pair for my birthday.
Those are good-looking kicks,
never had
too.
Three pair of shoes at one time. She's into 90 Day Fiancé and what's the other one she loves? Southern Charm.
I can't add another one.
Southern Charm.
I'm going to go hard in the paint for one.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to start accumulating. I don't want all the gossip and stuff, but I guess there's crossover now, and the fitness trainer dipshit from Amsterdam is training the dweeb who married a gal from Brazil. Their off-camera lives are developing. It's a mind eraser for the end of the day. For all your worries, I will acknowledge the purpose of for all the bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get caught up. I'll talk about it here with you, but I'm not. Did you see? Did you hear what happened? I don't even know what season we're on. Watch it on Hulu or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Yeah.
Just let it wash away the day's troubles.
I found something good on Netflix that I'm into. Just watch one episode. Simply called Dogs. You seen this?
It's
called Dogs, and it's probably 8 or 10 different episodes, and each episode is a different, almost like a human interest story involving a dog. But the one I watched was these guys in Costa Rica. I think it was Costa Rica, and apparently there's just thousands of stray dogs down there, and this one dude and his wife or somebody, they've got a sanctuary with 1,200 stray dogs, and he's just got this huge farm, and it's just about how he's trying to.
Is that a sanctuary? If you got that many, is that really a sanctuary? Is that just a town with stray dogs that you live in?
Yeah, but it's good. It's well done, and I started watching the first one. It was a little bummed me out about some girl had seizures, and so they got her a dog, and so I skipped ahead to
dog
the
had seizures.
To the dog sanctuary.
It wasn't good. It wasn't a good story.
No, it was good. It was just bumming me out. Just had some sick girl having seizures. Come on, but
all right. Well.
But the dog sanctuary, man. That was cool. Buddy. That reminded me of there's some I've seen some viral video a while back of some guy in India or something where he's just dedicated his whole life. Every day he cooks 500 pounds of rice. He mixes a bunch of rice with dog food, and he just drives around all day and just feeds all these stray dogs. And I love that shit, man. There's nothing warms my heart more than seeing I've got two cats now.
Yeah,
and I used to
co-custody.
Yeah.
You claiming joint custody on these cats.
I used to live in Atlanta in a place where just this little neighborhood that just had so many stray cats. And it just something about that used to just break my heart when you just drive behind a store and there's just 20 stray cats huddled around a dumpster or something. And I don't know why, cats and dogs, I'm almost more – have a softer spot in my heart for them than I do people. And I know that's
– No, a lot of people do because people let them down. You know, sometimes people let you down, but the cats and dogs –
Cats and dogs didn't earn their situation, you know. Not that, you know, homeless people all deserve what they get, but I'm just saying the cats and dogs are purely 100% innocent, you know, and just to see a hungry cat.
Okay, but now, probably getting hot water with this comparison, but when you're like, hey, just stop having kids if you have so much poverty going on.
Well, no, I've always
people don't
said that.
Do that. People fuck, because that's what you do. It's in your nature, so...
I don't
now
buy
you
that.
See
though.
Why cats and dogs?
Yeah.
Just like, well, I'm gonna put out more cats and dogs.
Yeah,
make more cats. Cats are survivors. Dogs, I guess. But then, like, all right, for every fucking then somebody's like, I rescued it, and then I don't know who listens to the podcast. Somebody's dog who just barks all day when they're not there. It's like, what did you save this dog from?
Who are you talking about? Somebody specific?
I don't know if my neighbors listen.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Just speaking softer into the microphone, she'll still be able to hear it if she listens.
Well, no. If she listens to podcasts, it doesn't matter how loud I talk into the microphone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So why are you speaking
softer? Because I'm questioning whether I should say the story or not. It's a sweet dog, but when they leave, it just barks. It's just like, it's like dogs think you die every time you leave.
Yeah.
That's a dumb creature.
Jon Stewart. Years ago when he was doing stand-up, had a great joke, and I'm paraphrasing, but he was just talking about how he had a cat, and the only time the cat ever left the apartment is when it went to the vet, and every time it went to the vet, they stuck something up his ass.
Yeah.
And now he's the punch is like, so now every time I leave, my cat thinks I'm getting something stuck up my ass every day.
Well, that's somebody else's thing. Like, oh, my cat loves me. My cat absolutely loves me. My animal, really? Open the door. I forget whose joke that is. Like, oh, yeah? Open the door.
Yeah. I have no illusion, especially with cats, that our cats love us. Like, I love them, but yeah, cats are cold-blooded little bastards.
No, we had a dope-ass cat when I was growing up. It was an outdoor cat, belonged to other neighbors until we started feeding it, and the cat chose, like, nah, I like your house. We never kept it inside. We were just like, all right, you're inside.
What was the name of that one?
That one was just
Big Damage. Titty.
No, Big Damage was the other one we got from another house.
Big Damage.
Big Damage. Tri Slots. I don't know. My sister and her friend. Big Damage. Fat Ass. That was the biggest. But this other one was a Maine Coon cat, which are like they're one of the biggest domesticated cats, and they're incredibly docile, but also like outdoor hunter cats. Mm-hmm. So this thing would just. Some days it would come home, other times, nah. Out there, fight other cats, come back to the house, just lay around, let little kids pick it up, throw it over your shoulder like a mink, like shawl. it was a good creature.
Love a good cat, man.
Well, we're catching up. Did anything else happen in this long stretch? Because I'm looking at a calendar. We recorded leading up to Halloween, right? Oh, and then I saw you the 10th. Oh, yeah, because I talked about being in Florida. Mm-hmm. All the fucking weirdos down
there. Yeah.
I mean, thanks to the people that did come to the shows, but there was a couple ding-a-lings.
What'd you get into after our New York show? That was fun, by the way. Thanks for everybody who came out to the New York show.
Yes, that was a great time.
That was fun.
Sorry about all the dead dick jokes.
Oh, that's all right. But, yeah, that was fun, man. Met a ton of folks after the show hanging out at the bar.
I left the... You stuck... Did you leave on... Sunday?
I left early Sunday morning. I was only in town for like 18 hours.
I was pretty pickled from that whole thing. I read Adam Caton Holland's book entirely the Saturday before flying to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. I mean, we plug people's things, but yeah, Tragedy Plus Time, Adam Caton Holland, great comedian. Created Those Who Can't. Also, like, you know, comedians write a book and you hear their voice and you're like, oh, it's funny because I know them.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good writer.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he can fucking write. Like, this is a good book.
Yeah.
I know the story. I know the guy. Separate of any previous knowledge about it, it's a good book. And it's funny, and it's heartbreaking, and I suggest everybody to go check it out. Up next, I got Guy Branum's book I got to read.
Oh, yeah?
Which guy, I know he's going to be. I know he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Guy's a smart dude.
See, I think he was a lawyer. Some comedians that used to, like, or went to law school or something.
And you can tell it in his stand-up. Like, it's like, man, you're funny, but most of this is way over my head. You're so much smarter than I am.
But also, like, a lawyer will argue both sides to defend their stance or change their own mind about something.
Yeah.
Which is just a good writing technique for stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're so adamant about a stance, argue against it. That's it's just high school debate class. Yeah. And they're like, I don't care what you believe in. Argue for or against this topic.
Yeah.
And you would either enlighten yourself to other points of view or solidify your stance even more. And that's...
And that is,
every time I try to write about road rage, I'm like, fuck all these people. I'm like, well, no. Why are you mad at them? Mm-hmm. Find out why you're mad. Argue against, like, oh, well, have you ever fucked that user turns? Like, it makes you a better, more well-aware person and a better stand-up.
That's a good exercise for people in general, not just writers or comedians. But, mm-hmm. like, you know, take a second and maybe entertain the opposite point of view. Maybe have some fucking empathy, you know, for the other point. And,
yeah,
I mean, I think that's the problem with a lot of political stuff nowadays. It's just people only see their point of view. It's like, come on, man.
Or, yeah,
have a little empathy.
I watched some this is kind of conspiracy theory, but also kind of true. It's called The Creepy Line. It was a documentary, and it's about how Google and Facebook...
Oh, I started watching that the other night. Okay. I started watching that the other night. I fell asleep because it was late, but yeah.
And it's weird because there's stuff I don't want to agree with, but I have to they got that Jordan Peterson guy on there, which he's the guy arguing against... I don't know. I just know people dislike him, and then it's the people who do like him. I'm usually like, ugh.
And I don't know enough about it, but why don't people like him? Because he seems like a smart dude.
He's a smart guy, but I think he skirts that kind of...
a little too far right?
Oh, and he's an intelligent guy that with right-leaning things that he's thinking is, you know, he's saying, presenting as science. Like, and from what I gleaned from that movie was that he was... one of the things he got most... known for was arguing against the Canadian government because they were going to say it was going to be a criminal offense if you did not address someone by their preferred pronoun,
right?
In regards to trans and everything. And he's saying that, you know, and he's one of these people that's like, it's scientific about what pronoun you are. And we've talked about this, and we're still a couple of, you know, dim bulbs trying to sort out the world. And
I don't think it should be a criminal offense if you.
I don't think it should be a criminal offense. But I also think like this is a deeper conversation. Let fucking idiots like us make some mistakes if you can tell we're trying.
Yeah.
You know. I don't have anything against you. What you're doing does not affect my life, but also don't. There was another comic I was talking to, and it's funny because I got raked over the coals for some joke I made that I thought was it being inclusive. And he's like, yeah, a lot of their stance can be like, you need to understand me. By the way, you'll never understand me. It's like, you know, like you need to accept me. And also, you just can't understand me at all. So how, like, all right, let people fucking make some mistakes, try to do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be a grace period, especially with new terminology and vernacular in terms of like how we're supposed to address certain groups
Bill
or whatever.
Bill Burr made the little joke about like, somebody shaves their beard, you talk about that. Like somebody changed gender, you can't.
Yeah. We got an email the other day, and I didn't even, when we were talking about this, never even dawned on me that we were being un-PC or whatever. But I think when we were talking about serial killers or whatever, I referred to some of the victims as prostitutes. And somebody sent a long email about how, and they were polite about it. They weren't, you know.
No, that's all I'm asking. Yeah. It's like, thank you for.
They were polite about it, but it was very wordy about how you shouldn't call them prostitutes. You should call them sex workers. I'm like, oh, I have no idea. I didn't know. Obviously, prostitute has a connotation of something that you not necessarily glamorous, you know. But I didn't think to ever differentiate between a sex worker and a prostitute.
And I wonder if there's sex workers like cam models and stuff that would be like, no, they're prostitutes.
Exactly. That was my thought. Like so.
Hey, and we're all learning. But okay, thank you for sending an email. Mm-hmm. Not going like on a Facebook. Like you're fucking wrong about this. And I have you handle the email account. Primarily, so I will have to read that and say, like, yeah, I didn't know that terms changed.
Yeah.
So terms are changing. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that so he got his YouTube account suspended.
Jordan Peterson?
Yeah. Okay. Because enough people apparently were upset with that. And there's another fella on there that mentioned about, like, can Google sway an election? Because he was talking about how when you type into Google, you got to watch the movie. I'm going to fuck up the. They're talking about algorithms. Like, what you type into Google, like, oh, are Republican, like, I forget some term, like, most Republicans are of what race, but it would, like, autofill in racist or something, like, where, yeah, and it sucks because guess it's the side I want to be on. Is like, yes, I lean left, used to at least, for most things. But then you have like these sinister elements, Facebook curating news feeds or maybe omitting conservative stuff. It's like, yeah, that's fucked. Mm-hmm. That's real, real fucked. It doesn't make me say that the Republicans are right about anything, mm-hmm. but it makes me say, that, oh, Facebook and Google are wrong about doing that. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting film. I kind of half had it on. So that deserves another watch by me. But yeah, it was some fucked up. Just Facebook alone, knowing that, you know, like, I'm sure it's squad. Like, I go on Reddit now and I see, like, it's mostly like left wing stories, unless you're specifically looking for stuff. Like, mm-hmm. as much as, like, that's what I would agree with, that shouldn't, it should, there shouldn't be a bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. The world's great. Don't worry, we're all gonna be on fire or a flood or maybe freeze to death. What do you think it's gonna be, Dave? What did they say? 2020? It's all going down?
No, is that what they said? 2020?
I was like, no. There was one report, 12 years, we're all done. Yeah. I got spicy on Twitter last night. I saw like somebody I know, I read a tweet like, if you can afford an electric car and don't have one, you're an asshole. I'm like, cool, dude. Have more kids. Have more kids and keep eating red meat and tell me about how my recreational Jeep. I took it personally.
I understand. It's easy to do. Changing gears just a little bit. Here's something very timely.
45 minutes into this. So are we even going to get to a topic?
I mean, I got one. We can hold it to next year.
We're just being pals.
This isn't the topic, but I wanted to share this. This happened today.
Share with me.
We landed on Mars today.
Ooh.
NASA.
We did?
Yeah. We.
The collective we.
NASA's, it's called the InSight Lander, touched down on Mars a couple hours ago.
We've never been to Mars?
I'm not saying we haven't been to Mars. I'm saying we went to Mars today.
Another thing went to Mars.
Yeah, I know we've had that rover. That rover's been up there.
Yeah,
fucked around a little bit.
Around. What's this thing now? What's this thing going to do?
I don't know what the InSight Lander's doing, but
I'll read it right from the NASA.gov.
It's up there right now. Read that for us.
Are those people cheering in the control room?
Yeah, I mean that's always. I don't know how
it's
many.
The eighth time NASA has successfully landed a spacecraft on Mars.
Okay,
all right. Well, let's not jump up and down.
That's still pretty cool, though.
It's like the Yankees won the World Series.
We sent something to Mars.
Yeah, because we're gonna have to live there.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking frat house this planet. That's what I was thinking today. I'm like, I wanted to write it down because it might work its way to. But that's all we did. We pissed in the hall, punched holes in the walls, and filled the toilet with beer cans.
Van Halen the Earth.
Yeah, that's all we've done. And they're like, we need a new one. Yeah, that's what we've done.
We talked about
God
that.
God is the landlord, yeah. And he's like, no, you have ruined your reputation for leasing a new place.
Wonder how long it took this thing to get up there. Like, when did they
launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base May 5th?
Okay,
so we're looking at
of this year,
five and a half months.
Yeah, that is interesting, man. I based on what little I've read about the subject, it definitely seems like
300 million miles.
We're heading that way. You imagine?
Let's just say it's 7 months. Yeah.
Imagine
300
living
miles
on Mars.
And I wonder what. Like, but humans wouldn't be able to do it that fast.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I don't know.
Because of the size, I think maybe the size of the craft. I thought it was like 3 years to get to Mars
per
person.
I don't know. Check on price.
Elon Musk is the one saying he's probably going to go.
Yeah. This is a stretch to connect these two, but I also saw another movie, Downsizing. Have you seen that yet?
I think I watched it on a plane. Matt Damon, where they become the little people's?
Yeah, and they do it for the purpose of like overpopulation and the resources and stuff, and they're just, their logic in the movie was like, they shrink you down to like 2 inches.
Yeah, and their money, like the money they have, yeah. what they can buy at that size. Mm-hmm. I think a poorly executed movie, but I did like the idea.
Yeah, it, again, it's another movie that the third act just, there's just a, it really what goes down to left field.
Nobody's like, don't ruin Downsizing. I've been waiting.
I was in and out. I was falling asleep.
His wife bails
on the day
he's
of.
He's got to shrink by himself.
Yeah. And then he goes to Norway to visit the people who kind of started the whole movement.
That's yeah. what it was.
But just the concept of like colonizing a thing, like being the first group, like the first group of people in that yeah. movie who shrunk themselves, or the first group of people that actually moved to Mars.
If we're talking about microhumans,
yeah.
I prefer Martin Short and Dennis Quaid and Mike Innerspace.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Innerspace?
No.
Classic film.
No, and it's similar concept. Yeah, people.
Yeah, he's shrunk down into a like into in injected into a body to essentially be. I think it's a military experiment, but they accidentally shrink. Or Dennis Quaid shrunk down into like a cell sized ship, and he's injected into Martin Short. It's Martin Short in the '80s, going full tilt.
Oh yeah,
Marty Short, which is a great time. And the villain is a classic. Who's the villain? The guy who's also the villain from, like, so many things. Who's the fucking... He's the bad guy in so much stuff.
The guy from Saw? The pale blonde guy who's Jigsaw or whatever?
No.
He's a villain in a lot of 80s stuff and 90s stuff.
No. Meg Ryan before she got her...
Yeah, she's not a villain.
Kevin McCarthy. He's good in it. Yeah, he's one of the bad guys. He was in some scary stuff.
Every time I think about shrunken people or that concept, Pete Holmes joke about the gritty reboot of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey! Honey! I shrunk and possibly killed our children!
Oh, that's
not- shrunk and possibly killed our children.
That was its whole thing, too. I don't know. Different guy that I'm thinking of, but...
What's the name of the movie again?
The Innerspace.
Innerspace. What, late 80s, 90s, what?
87. Yeah.
Right on. I got to check that one out.
Yeah.
Dennis or Randy Quaid, you said?
Dennis.
Quaid. Dennis, okay. Been better for Randy Quaid, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah, Randy made things better, but... I don't know. We don't have to get to a thing.
Here's another thing real quick. You hear about the over in Ireland last week, they spotted a bunch of UFOs. Whole mess of UFOs.
Oh, dirty. Oh, they're little green men.
Yeah.
We already got some of these.
November 9th.
What are we going to do with more of these little green men? Make them friends with our already little green men?
But yeah.
That's what it is. They're leprechauns.
That's
we haven't made
is.
The connection. All aliens are just leprechauns. Mm-hmm. The gold is in the spaceships because that's what powers the spaceships.
Yeah.
Pot of gold. Kind of looks like a UFO. Rainbows. Nobody knows where they end. It's probably where the aliens lived. Kyle Kinane solves another fucking theory.
Man, dude. You're on point with most of it.
Locked it. Locked it.
Yeah, we can save this topic for next week.
Save how leprechauns are aliens?
No, I got a good one, but I don't want to cut it short, so we'll
tease him.
We'll wait till next week.
Tease him. Show him the tip.
Well, it involves UFOs.
Of course it does.
But not only UFOs, it involves alien sighting.
All right.
So that's out.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of stories out there. A lot of people seeing UFOs. Not a lot of people have seen fucking aliens. Mm-hmm. And so I'll sit on that till next week. So that'll be good.
I mean, yeah, still, do they have arms and legs like people?
These ones did.
Future humans, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
not aliens, future humans.
You very well could be. Could be onto
true
something.
Aliens could just be a gelatinous goo. Conscious gelatinous substance.
Yeah. Could be.
I don't know.
Well, good to be back, man. I'm
yeah, we're back in it, baby.
I'm can I I don't want to. Can I come with you? Can I come with you all to Europe?
You want to come?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I just want to go.
Norwegian
there and
eat. Air, super yeah. cheap tickets. That's
really?
How we're doing it. Yeah.
Norwegian Air. Where are you flying into?
Flying into Paris, doing okay. like 4 days in Paris, then flying to Rome. Could do a week in Rome. And then, like, make that headquarters and do some day trips. We're like, oh, we should go see Venice. And then Rachel says, but like, there's people in a restaurant just sitting ankle deep in water at a restaurant. It's like, well,
ugh.
Like, as much as, like, if I'm going to the for the first time somewhere or with somebody who hasn't been there, I don't mind being a tourist. I am a tourist.
Of course. There's no shame in being a tourist.
No, I'm not like a fucking idiot at Disneyland or something, which I had a great time at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I told you I saw the lady push the thing into the wall there.
Yeah.
But I want to see the stuff that the city is famous for, you know. I want to see the Colosseum and all this. But Venice, as much as like, oh, I should see it. Part of this trip got inspired by my buddy Jesse. He was saving up to go. Him and his wife go to Venice. And I gotta see it before it sinks into the water. And part is like, I think I'm just making it worse by being there.
What's going on with the water in Venice?
It's just the water's rising, the city's sinking.
Really?
Both, and they had flooding, and I've read something about the bookstores. They have all these, antique books that they're putting in. They put in bathtubs or boats in the bookstores so it floats when the water comes in.
Wow.
And, and also if it's wintertime and we're just sloshing around, and I would have liked to have seen it, but I think best of luck to your city. I'll go to the Venetian in Vegas. I'll get my taste of it there.
You're a legit world traveler at this point. What's your favorite?
Been around.
What's your favorite place you've been to?
Oh, favorite place.
And I know it's hard sometimes because you're in work mode, when you're out touring or whatever. But
I had so much fun in Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was the guys that were running the show. It was the whole crew out there. And
is that what spawned the bit about the fish market?
Yeah. It was a different city there, but like, and I just the mode I was in life too, where just drinking in some bar, and the guy's like, "Yeah, we're gonna ride motorcycles up the coast. You ride?" I'm like, "You betcha." Hung over the next morning, trying to convince people I know how to ride a motorcycle.
Wow, how'd that go?
Riding on a Korean highway.
Oh my god!
I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah,
I was on like a super jalopy motorcycle, and once I got it. I can get it going. Once we're on the highway, it's all right. It's like kind of getting in around other traffic and be like, oh, clutch, brake, this, that. You ever ridden a motorcycle?
I used to ride dirt bikes.
Okay.
And it was so difficult. Like, I rode them like 4 or 5 times because I had a buddy, like in my early 20s, that was real deep into it. And I just couldn't control it, man.
I think it's probably like, not like, but like you drive stick shift and it's second nature.
Yeah.
When somebody doesn't drive stick shift and you're like, wait, what? This pedal and it's next to the brake, but then the gas, but don't hit the gas while you're hitting that one. But you could hit these. Like, I could see how that's overwhelming and then becomes second nature. And motorcycle, well, once I was on it for like a little bit, but just I liked Korea, South Korea. I did go to the DMZ and it's like, what little history I knew about that. But I don't know. I mean,
what about?
I'm simple. I love me some Hawaii.
Oh, dude.
I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man from the Midwest. You show me crystal clear waters.
Oh, man.
And palm trees. You betcha.
Spam and eggs for breakfast.
Oh, man. Mocha Locos?
Oh, man.
Someplace had a vegan mocha or vegetarian Mocha Loco around here.
Gravy?
That's gravy for breakfast. That's all Mocha Loco is. Yeah. Gravy for breakfast.
I went to Hawaii twice in 6 months.
Yeah.
That stupid thing.
Some fucking idiot. We went twice?
Yeah. Don't know why. Had nothing to do with the movie, that documentary. I went at the beginning of it, and then we went at the end. That's when you came.
Oh.
Yeah. And I even asked the guys, like, why? What? And they never had a solid answer. It was just, you could tell they were just like, hey, we just wanted to go to Hawaii.
We are blowing this money. We're pissing away this budget.
Yeah. For a movie that never saw the light of day. It's still on IMDb, and now it says January 19. So, yeah, January 19, look out for, what's the name of that stupid, Gutbuster, the Dave Stone story. Filmed that thing 4 years ago.
Hey, production hell. Yeah. Gets caught up.
What are you going to do?
Ooh, the Quench Juice Bar has a Loco Moco Bowl. So, maybe we've got to go to Quench Juice Bar.
Maybe. I got a recipe.
What you got, man?
I was gonna make
holiday recipe.
Yeah, kind of. I was gonna make this the other day for Thanksgiving, but we had the pumpkin pie, and it was enough. Mm-hmm. I got a dessert. This is a good one. It's real simple, easy as hell. I don't know if I've expressed thoroughly enough on this show how much I love a Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah. Just a regular OG glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
Hot off the thing.
Yeah, it's one of the best things in the world.
You can always microwave them at home for like, what do you do, like 10 seconds?
7 seconds.
Seven.
Yeah, I've got it down.
Seven. Walk together, rock together.
And don't get me started on my hatred for Dunkin' Donuts versus Krispy Kreme, just powdered sugar bullshit.
Yeah, but Rachel got a real beef against
them. They suck. Well, they make great coffee. Yeah, make your coffee. Get the fuck out of the donut game. You're embarrassing yourself, DD.
Well, they're for dunking.
Oh, man. Krispy Kreme is where it's at. Anyway, this is an old recipe that that my mom had, I think. I think my mom found this a long time ago. Just something out of a magazine. Nothing spectacular, but like it recreates the flavor of a Krispy Kreme donut fairly well. It's called Krispy Kreme Cake. And nothing like from scratch. You can just get the box cake. So here's what you get. Get a
Krispy Kreme cake.
Get a 16-ounce box of yellow cake mix. Just some, you know, Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, the yellow cake. One stick of butter, unsalted butter, and one egg, and beat that egg. So with an electric mixer, like a hand mixer, preferably. You can do it, you know, with just a whisk in your hand, but it's going to take a long time. Just get you one of them $10 electric mixers. Throw the cake mix, the melted stick of butter, and the beaten egg into a bowl, and beat that shit up real good with that electric mixer. And pour it into like a 13x9 baking dish, and put some butter or Crisco or something. Grease up that baking dish first. So that's your base. That's your cake. And then you're going to make this glaze. This glaze in a bowl, you're going to take 8 ounces of cream cheese, another stick of melted unsalted butter, 2 beaten eggs, a tablespoon and a half, 1.5 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract, and 16 ounces of powdered sugar or confectioner sugar.
Why don't you just have somebody step on your heart?
Yeah, and preheat the oven to 350. So you mix all that shit up. That's your glaze. And then you pour the glaze.
Where's that gonna go?
On the cake, on top of the cake. So you mix that with a blender too.
What's the, is any cake?
Just a yellow cake, just a box, 16-ounce yellow cake. So you got the cake base, which is the yellow cake, the butter, and the egg. Beat that up, throw it in the greased pan, 13x9 baking dish. Then make the glaze, which is the cream cheese, more butter, 2 eggs, vanilla extract, powdered sugar. Mix that shit up, pour it on top of the base, that's your glaze. 350 for about 45 minutes, let it rest for about 20, and boom. It's kind of a crust. It's not a cake like a traditional cake that you can necessarily slice off. It's somewhere between a bread pudding in a cake.
You just gotta eat the whole thing.
It's just a big gooey mess, but it recreates that Krispy Kreme, that original Krispy Kreme glazed donut pretty well. So yeah, man, that's and that that recipe, by the way, can be found in volume 2 of my kitchen survival guide, which is available right now as we speak. I finished that up last week. Moving units on that one, Kyle. Got a bunch of good recipies on that bad boy. Let me show you.
As you should be moving units.
This is volume 2. Let me just give you the table of contents real quick. Volume 2 of Dave Stone's Kitchen Survival Guide. I've got my updated Texas red chili recipe. I've been tweaking that one since I put out the first volume. So a similar recipe. I've just made a bunch of adjustments. So I'm going to give you all those. Chili lasagna, white chicken chili.
Chili lasagna.
Skillet corn, fried green chili cornbread, baked mac and cheese. I got a fisherman stew in there. Pickled deviled eggs.
You got a fisherman stew?
Yeah. Cilantro potato salad, red beans and rice, jerk chicken chili, beer braised pulled pork, Cuban roast pork, like I was talking about earlier. I got a buttered chicken, and then Krispy Kreme cake, and then I got a real cheap, I call broke folks rice and eggs. I talked about that a couple of years ago when I was poor as shit living with Ryan Singer. I would just make a big old pot of white rice and saute up some onions and garlic, throw it in there with some scrambled eggs and black beans. The whole dish, a whole serving, is less than $1. If you're really on a budget and counting those nickels, you can get you a big old nice bowl of broke folks rice and eggs for less than $1. I give you that recipe too.
I could see getting into that.
Good times.
I could see getting into that.
So yeah, holler at me if you want this sucker. $10. You get all those recipes for $10. Volume 1 still available as well. So I did a small business Saturday sale, both for $15. So. I am a small business. What you got to plug?
Smallest of businesses. Nothing, man.
You got nothing coming up?
I'm doing some spots around town. I'm doing a thing called Boast Rattle.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Ayer show.
Yeah, yeah. With Ben Roy. Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
Where you just
like compliment somebody to be funny. Like,
that's a refreshing.
Bust balls. I laugh at roast battle, but I would never want to be a part of it.
Well, it's just here's my thing with roast battle.
We'll bust our balls. Yeah. But still like, oh, I don't want you to feel bad.
It's so prominent now. Like, I feel like that's not necessarily the goal of comedy. That to me, that's like schoolyard, real pedestrian. No. Like, hey, you're fat, and your mother's a whore. Like, yeah, that's not comedy.
It says something to the popularity, or just the popularity of like comedian owns heckler videos. Like, yeah. People like those more than the actual effort you put into putting a stand-up set together.
Yeah,
and I just don't. A lot of novelty shows around town, but like, okay, I tour as a comedian. I'm trying like to write for a throwaway thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always not the most appealing. But also roast battle, like I already have enough self-doubt.
Yeah.
And have ideas of what people think about me. I don't want them confirmed. I would much rather just like, no, I have this feeling that people don't like me for this reason and that reason. I don't want somebody else going, you're right, and also this reason. No.
Yeah.
I don't have the, like, some people, that's their wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. You've made a way to make comedy competitive.
Yeah.
But I'm not. So the Boast Rattle is where we have to compliment each other. It's me and Ben Roy.
Do you still do it aggressively? Do you still do it like?
I don't know. I've never been to one. I was watching some videos. I'm just trying to get an idea how to do this.
So. Yeah, I need to. I might go to that. Yeah, I know Kyle Ayer's been doing that show for a while. I've never checked it out, but that's a good spin on that. Compliment the shit out of each other.
We're gonna give it a shot.
Good times.
What about you?
Random shows in town. Nothing on the road till January. I won't give you specific dates, but I'll just let you know. I'll be coming to Louisville, Memphis, Little Rock, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Fort Wayne.
Oh boy!
Yeah, just
when are you in Louisville?
Louisville, I'll be there January 3rd, right after the holidays.
What you doing 17th, 18th, 19th? Where are you going?
I'll be home by then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you were rolling through there.
What are you doing, like a whole weekend?
Doing Zanies in Nashville.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool, man.
Normally, they've always treated me very well.
Uh-huh.
Nashville, the city.
Mm-hmm. I love Nashville.
My pal Brandon Jazz booked me, and now I'm kind of like, all right, let's try a comedy club weekend there.
Yeah. Nashville's great.
Yeah, but otherwise, I don't know. I've got nothing.
Go to Santa's Pub when you're there.
Santa's Pub?
It's a dive bar in a double-wide trailer, and it's pretty cool.
I wonder where I've been.
Go to Robert's Western World, see live country music 24 hours a day, get you a recession special, which is $4.50, gets you a fried bologna sandwich, a bag of chips, and a PBR.
Fried bologna.
Good times. Ooh. I had an 8-hour layover in Nashville, an 8-hour bus layover. I got into town at like 7 a.m., and this was like in January. It was cold as shit.
Yeah.
I didn't have much money. I didn't know what I was going to do. I got 8 hours to kill. Robert's Western World was open at 7 a.m. 7 a.m., I sat there, drank original Coors, and watched a 80-year-old guy do Billy Joe Shaver covers for 2 hours. It was awesome. Good times.
Well...
Yeah, man. Patrons, thank you so much. Your new episode of Dave's Kitchen is up now on the Patreon page. What did I make this time?
Patreon.
God, what did I do? I just did it a couple days ago. I made the white chicken chili. White bean chicken chili recipe. Show you how to make that shit. $4 a month if you're not already a patron. Patreon.com/boogiemonster. You get that, and we'll have another bonus Q&A up real soon. So that's that. Holler at us on the social meds. Anything else to contribute there, pal?
Nah, man. We're back.
We're back.
In the saddle.
We'll get to a topic next week.
People don't care.
Yeah, they understand. You get it at this point.
We talked about leprechauns for a little bit.
Yeah.
Conspiracies. Covered a lot of ground on this
We did.
I'm pretty happy with it.
We did, man. Well, good times. Holler at your boys. We'll see you next week.
The Boogie Monster.
the show.